Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. A special program, always. Dr. Sherry Keffer is with us. You'd have to say that when it comes to trauma, she knows her stuff there. A lot of other things, too. And Sherry, hi.
Hey, it's great to be with you today.
Well, glad you're here. And Intimate Deception is the name of her book. And if you have been deceived by someone who has not had integrity, boy, this would be a really great read for you. We're also very happy to have back with us Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, hi there, and welcome to New Life.
Hey, Steve.
And
hi,
Hey, Dr. Amen.
Very exciting about hearing about this brand new book, and the title is Your Brain is Always Listening. My wife might say the title for me would be Your Brain is Listening at Least Half the Time. But it is true that all the stuff that's going on, the brain is capturing that. And especially when we think about some of the things from our past, it was listening then and experiencing that. And there are 13 dragons, right, Dr. Amen?
Dragons from the past that still breathe fire on your emotional brain, mm-hmm. like during the pandemic, the death dragon, or the hopeless and helpless dragon, the grief and loss dragons, or the anxious dragon, just breathing fire around the world. And knowing about your dragons and how to tame them can really help you live a happier, more fulfilled present life.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about a couple of, maybe you could give us a couple of those dragons that people might overlook, that they might not think are quite that significant. Boy, but they really do wreak havoc on a person.
Well, one of my favorite dragons is called the ancestral dragon, where the issues you have are in fact not your issues. They belong to your mom or to your grandfather. When my grandfather first came to this country, he was a teenager. And shortly thereafter, his brother was killed when his car collided into a train. And it upset my grandfather so deeply, he actually never drove a car, even though he worked for GM in a foundry in Flint, Michigan. And, you know, when I was growing up, I mean, I was anxious and I bit my fingernails until they almost bled. And I had no idea why I was anxious. And I learned about that early last year. And it just helped explain so much. And there's this whole concept I talk in the book about epigenetics, which is clearly biblical. The sins of the father can go on for three or four generations, is you're transmitting whatever psychological issues you have. They're actually writing a story in your genetic code that get passed down to your children or grandchildren. And so for each of the dragons, I tell about what's their origin story, what triggers them, how they cause us to react, and how to tame them. And knowing your family history is critical to taming the ancestral dragon. Mm.
All right. Okay, so if you want to join us, here's the phone number. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Maybe something is breathing fire onto you, and it is literally charring the depths of your soul. You could call us. We could talk about that. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here. Dr. Daniel Amen is with us here. He is the CEO of all the Amen clinics, 9 locations across this country. He has done more than 170,000 scans of brains. He's probably seen more brain images than anybody walking the planet today, and you may know him from PBS and other places like that where his specials have been shown. A brand new book. We always love the material that he does because it's so practical and so helpful, and here it is. Your brain is always listening. Here's the subtitle: Tame the Hidden Dragons That Control Your Happiness, Habits, and Your Hang-Ups. And if you want to talk with him and us, Dr. Sherry Keffer's here, Steve Arterburn, 1-800-229-3000. We'll go right to the phones. Jack has called us from Billings, Montana, and he listens on the internet. Glad that he does. Hey, Jack, how are you today?
Okay, thank you very much, and God bless you for your ministry. It's so valuable.
Well, thank you. Thanks for that. How could we help today?
Okay. My wife wants to leave me. She's filing for a divorce, and we've been married 36 years. And she has had a problem since we first married of accusing me of things that I have never done. And, I mean, we're talking about not little things. We're talking about huge things like adultery and homosexuality and all kinds of stuff. I mean, we're talking about very bizarre things that I have never done. And I have an aversion towards, and I don't want to offend anybody that's listening, but I have an aversion towards homosexuality myself, and I don't understand what's going on. She was sexually abused when she was a little girl. Her father was an alcoholic and was very abusive and always putting her down. Her mother kept her out of the house every day, feed her breakfast and push her out, keep her out, and she felt abandoned. And so I feel like I'm kind of receiving the blows of whatever, you know, demon she has faced from the past. Mm-hmm. And she's accused me of the guy standing in a line at the hardware store saying he thought he knew me and asked a few times, you know. And I said no. And 2 months later, she accuses me of being a homosexual because that guy looks like a homosexual. I must have really known him. Things like that, on and on and on.
Yeah. All right. So I think we get the picture of what's here. What's the specific question that we could help you with?
I don't know if there's anything that can be done. First of all, you know, I guess I'm always looking for answers for mechanisms that cause this, and how can it stop? How can that behavior stop? How can we turn around our marriage, reverse the direction of our marriage for a healthy marriage? Is there anything I can say or do? No matter how much I write or say, it doesn't
matter. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's start with you, Dr. Keffer, and then we'll ask Dr. Amen to chime in here. But what's on your mind? Any questions for him?
Yeah, it's really tragic, Jack. I have a feeling that Dr. Amen's going to talk about his ancestral dragon, because what's happened is her early trauma, which is tragic in and of itself, to be sexually abused and to grow up into a chaotic, alcoholic home. I imagine if someone like myself were to have sat with your wife and really gone into her history to try to help her heal from those violations that have happened to her, you would have gotten what you were looking for, which was some transformation, some change. But I guess my curious question is, you know, I'm heartbroken that here you are, have spent 36 years of your life, and she's spent the same. Why now? are you, now that she's filing divorce, I mean, why now are you hoping to turn this around? What have you done earlier on to address the impact of her projections onto you?
She has insisted. I kept asking her to go to counseling when we separated. She asked me to leave. And she said, you go get your own counseling, and I'll get my own counseling for my healing. And she refused to go to counseling for maybe 9 months, and finally she agreed. But she insisted on picking the counselor because she kept insisting I had sexual addictions, which I don't.
Right, but did you go? Did you get into treatment?
Yes, we went to a therapist that she picked that specialized in sexual addiction. I went along with her, and we only went six sessions, and she quit.
Okay.
And the therapist said that she would get 7 sessions to talk out without me interrupting, only answering a question now and then. And then I would get 7 sessions. Well, she quit before her 7 sessions were up. She quit after session 6.
What kept you from going? Continuing. You're not in trouble with me. I'm just really listening to your heart because it sounds like you've tried, but this is what happens when somebody like your wife is very wounded and she's projecting things onto you. I've had situations like this where it may come right down to working with myself and you and another therapist and her, and it may come down to some questions and a polygraph so that you are free. And so that she can begin to face that it's not about you. It's about her past. And it sounds like she wasn't willing to do that. But then I'm imagining how long. This is over 3 decades, my friend, that you have been on the other side of her fire-breathing dragon. It wasn't only breathing through her. It was singeing you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the polygraph, she wanted me to take a polygraph, and the therapist said he would find a polygraph person, and he gave me her card, and then on session 6, he said, okay, are you going to go for the polygraph? I said, yes. And then my wife went to her, she was sitting in a chair, and she went to her knees, and she says, I won't be able to trust David even if he passes the polygraph test.
So tragic. So tragic.
It really is. What a waste of so many years.
Yes.
So
what do you think? What's his best bet here? Let's hear from Dr. Amen what he's thinking, and let's try to give him some kind of strategy that maybe he hasn't tried or something that could produce a result. Dr. Amen, what are your thoughts and feelings here but when you hear something so sad as this?
Well, I've treated so many patients like this. In fact, when I was a very young psychiatrist, I studied children who grew up in alcoholic homes, children and grandchildren. There's a whole scientific literature. There's 30 million people who grew up in alcoholic homes, and they have the wounded dragon. And they don't talk. They don't trust. That's clearly what's going on. And they don't feel, and they shut down, and they blame other people for what's going on in their lives. And, you know, we have to be honest with ourselves and with Jack. Not everybody's a great candidate for psychotherapy. I mean, we sort of go, oh, yeah, you should do this and that. Well, when you do this and that, and she's like, even if you don't take a polygraph test, I'm not going to trust you. For me, I mean, first thing I'd do is look at her brain. She probably has the wounded dragon pattern, or the pattern we see for post-traumatic stress disorder that just got stuck in her brain. And when she gets to the point where it's not about you, that's the problem, where it's about her and she wants to be better, then she's more likely to benefit from it. I think you have what I call the responsible dragon, which is the codependent dragon, even though it sounds like you've been emotionally abused for a long time, you're still trying to fix it and do what you can do. But then you have to realize there's only so much you can do. This is where I go to the serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot.
And the wisdom to change what I can, right?
Yeah. You cut out, and cut out there a little bit. But I want to say this. You know, there are these situations where, like Dr. Amen's saying, the other person will not, under any circumstance, get help. And, you know, sometimes you have to do other things. You literally have to bring in another family member, somebody that she trusts, not to get her to see a psychiatrist, to get medication to change, but it's to get her to take a baby step. You know, sometimes you have to get additional resources to the baby step. And the baby step might be, would you talk with the pastor's wife? That might be a baby step. Or, you know, so you just break this cycle of everything that's suggested, there's a no. Maybe somebody could get out of that pattern. That's the thing I'm thinking of, is trying to get her off of everything is no, I won't, to another person coming in to help get her to, okay, well, the least I could do is that one thing.
I have one question, Jack. What would it be like for you to let go? And
it'd be very hard.
Okay. Well, yes.
It'd be very hard, but she gave me the final answer on, she keeps talking about divorce over the past 24 months, and then New Year's Eve night, you know, just, you know, a month ago, a little more than a month ago, she finally gave the final, and she said that was it. And I was always bracing myself because she kept bringing up the word divorce over the past 2 years, and I didn't think initially, 2 years ago when we separated, she, you know, I felt suicidal, you know, but a New Year's Eve night, this back in December, the Lord gave me a stability that was amazing and a calmness when she said that.
Yeah.
And I've been able to carry that.
So glad.
It's helped me so much.
I'm so glad, because you know what, Jack, you have fought well. You have done a noble work with her. But kind of like what Dr. Amen said, not all battles can be won.
Yeah.
And sometimes in a case like this, you need to let go and just move on and get your own healing. Knowing that you did a great job. I mean, I didn't want you to think I was picking on you, because I was really bringing in what I would do and have done. But you did that. And even that failed. But it's not because you failed. It's because the failure tragically has been what happened to her when she was a little girl. And she's not faced herself yet. But you know what? Maybe when she's single again, she might not have anybody else to blame. And she might get into treatment. And that could be the best thing that might happen for her. But we grieve for you, right? We grieve for your marriage.
We do. And I just hope and pray that you'll get the kind of support that you need to handle this well. And a lot of us guys, we handle things well 94% of the time, and then, you know, you get so frustrated and you do this or that. And I just hope and pray that you'll get the support, somebody to call when you feel like lashing out or whatever. And this is a really, really sad, sad case. But it happens all the time, because we don't live in the Garden of Eden, and it is a fallen world, and sometimes people have fallen into certain grips and strongholds very hard for them to move out. And we care about you. I'll send you Healing as a Choice. I hope that could help you. And on March the 2nd, we'll have this wonderful book available. I'll send you a copy of that also, because maybe that that dragon from the past, the heritage, maybe that's the one that will help you understand all of this. You're listening to New Life Live Dr. Daniel Amen, author of Your Brain is Always Listening, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Intimate Deception is her book, and our phone number, 1-800-229-3000. We'll take a break. Come right back. Hope you can join us. We'll be here for a couple hours wanting to talk to you. We'll be back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. And, you know, I got to tell you, if you didn't hear yesterday's program, that was an amazing program, I think, and some different perspectives on the tragedy in the Christian community. You might want to tune into that. You can go to newlife.com and find it there. But I really believe that when people deal with the dragons, these kinds of things, you don't have tragedy later on. And maybe you think you're doing fine, but just around the corner, there's something that unleashes all that fire. And maybe it's time for you to get this book, and you can get it from us. We'll send it to you. We won't have one till March 2nd. But it's entitled, Your Brain is Always Listening. Now, let's go back to the phones here, and how about we talk with Becky from Philadelphia, and she listens on WFIL. Hello, Becky. You're on with Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer. How are you today?
Hello, everyone. Love you guys. You're amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being there for us.
And you're welcome.
Dr. Sherry, I want to say... Dr. Sherry, I want to thank you for a presentation you did in the 3W Whole Women Summit last year on betrayal. Thank you for that.
Well, you're so welcome. So I'm glad you're listening to Dr. Barbara and everybody else. So love that you were there.
Your presentation has carried me through this whole year. And I just wanted to call you guys back because I called a few weeks ago about my mom in a nursing home. And how, like, all these months we've been restricted and I've been outside the window with posters and scripture. She has vascular dementia. But I just wanted to ask, have you had people reach out? Like, I don't know where to go as a family member I am in turmoil all the time because I cannot be there like I used to be to help my mom. And, It is devastating to me to not know if all the work that I've done outside the window, and I recently got approved, only see her an hour and a half a week. I see her finally after just a few months ago, to not know if I'm making a difference because fighting dementia and the effects of the isolation, like she's totally ravaged from what she was. When COVID started, she didn't get COVID. It's just she's changed so much over the past almost year.
Okay, so I hear the sadness over not knowing what impact or what it's done. Can you just form a specific question that we could answer in relation to that?
Sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay.
I don't know how to cope personally with the turmoil of, like, the anger of the restrictions, the anger of not being able, like, my mom is stolen from me. I have nowhere to go to get, like, I don't have support. I feel turmoil all the time, and then I don't, like, is there help for family members like me?
Yeah, okay. Well, Dr. Amen, you want to start us off here? I've got a thought. I'm sure you do, Sherry.
Yeah, no, gosh, I'm so sorry for you, Becky, and for the millions of people like you who have loved ones in nursing homes or care facilities, and they can't see them. And it's heartbreaking. This is the grief and loss dragon that is just causing so much pain during this historically stressful time. But there are very specific things you can do to manage your mind. And there's research that talks about resilience in hard times, is that people who are not resilient see this as a permanent state, as global. And even though it's global, I'll come back to that in a second, and they feel like they just have no control. But if you want to survive and even thrive during this hard time, you have to see it as temporary. This is going to end. That it's local, which means how is it impacting your house and your community? And focus on what you can do, not what you can't do. And isolation makes any form of dementia worse. It just does. But the fact that you're there consistently, even outside the window, having regular contact with the nursing facility, that's what you can do. And I, you know, like talked about the Serenity Prayer in the last segment, I must have prayed it 2,500 times over this last year, is do what you can't do and then let go of what you can't. The anger, the only person the anger is going to poison is you. And so grace, forgiveness, prayer, meditation, so important. When the pandemic started for me, I wrote, mental hygiene is just as important as washing your hands. We need to disinfect our thoughts and tame the dragons that breathe fire on us. And one just super easy, simple strategy, when you feel upset, take a big breath, like 3 seconds in and then 6 seconds out. Double the amount of time breathing out, do it 10 times. It'll just settle you. You just do it 2 or 3 times a day.
Mm. I'm glad you called. Hold on.
Thank you.
When we come back, I've got a quote for you. Most powerful quote I've heard. I think it's probably the most powerful, outside of something in Scripture. Share that with you. We'll hear from Dr. Keffer. Very, very tragic stuff going on today because of this virus.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Growth Has No Boundaries by Drs. John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop, and the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. And, you know, I think what you're expressing here is expressed by, or is felt by so many folks, Becky, the frustration of not being able to be with or reach or understand what's going on. I just want to, you know, this quote that I've shared many times, and it's just so powerful, that quote by Bill W. that says, acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. Now, the problem with that answer is you can't just say, okay, I accept it. There's work to be done to reach a point of acceptance in situations like this. And it's not easy. It requires grieving. It requires expressing the anger, the disappointment. Eventually, the acceptance can lead to embracing the reality, even forgiving the things that have happened, forgiving yourself for your reaction, maybe even needing to forgive God for not protecting you from these things. But really, it does begin with work, which is just really sad to have to do in the midst of everything else that we're having to do. Sherry, your thoughts here before we move on.
Just one last thought, Becky. I just am wondering what a nice woman like you is doing without a support base. I mean, you impressed me. I think you called in before, and we were talking about how sweet it is that you're loving your mom enough to go outside and show pictures. But my heart breaks today when I hear you say, I don't really have a lot of support. And it might even be that that your mom has been that. And so the idea that she's, you're losing her to dementia, that she is not the same person that she was when she went in, when COVID started, but you don't have replacements. I think back to a time in my life that I feel like is similar, but we have very different circumstances. When I was going through a divorce and that relationship was dying, I was no longer going to be married to Connor, but I didn't have friends either. And it was overwhelming for me to think about going out into this big world and having to start over in a way to create some friendships, make some friendships that I could start having outside of this marriage that was dying. And I feel like there's something like that that's happening with you.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that. I just wanted to say I've tried to network and reach out, and people are so wrapped up in their own lives. They don't want to be bothered hearing this all this stuff. So I don't know where to go.
So let's follow Dr. Amen's lead with this grief and loss dragon. I want you to find, and probably it's a virtual group, it may be face-to-face, but I want you to look for either face-to-face grief and grief groups or virtual. And I want you to get into that space. And they're going to have their ears wide open to hear what's going on with your heart. And then those might become some connections that might even be friendships going forward.
Yeah, very good. Very good, Sherry. Okay, I'm going to send you Dr. Amen's book, Your Brain is Always Listening. I think it's going to help you with this horrific dragon that you're having to deal with. Thank you for calling us, and take that heart that you have and use it to get the support that you need, like Dr. Sherry's saying here. All right, let's go to Sally. She's calling from Alexandria, Virginia, listening on WAVA. Hi, Sally. How are you today?
Oh, I'm so good. Thank you so much. Thank you for all that you do. I really appreciate all the counsel you give. My question is, I want to know what my dragons are, because I've been married 24 years, and I noticed that I'm always very angry in my responses to my husband all the time, every time. And my tone goes up, my voice goes up, and I want to stop that. I want to be able to respond in a more kind and friendly way, but no matter how much I try, I feel like I'm triggered all the time by my husband.
Okay, so this is great that you see it, you feel it, you want it to be different. This time, let's start with you, Dr. Sherry. What are you thinking here?
Well, you know what? I'm sure Dr. Amen talks about this in his book, but, you know, sometimes there's dueling dragons, right? I mean, you have your dragons, and he has his dragons, and it might be that your dragons aren't dueling well. So if your husband is minimizing, if he is controlling, if he doesn't hear your heart, if he is critical of you, those would be some things that might cause your dragon to react to his. So, you know, the first caller that we heard today, right, he was in a situation where his spouse was projecting a bunch of stuff on him, and that wasn't right or wasn't fair. He was a love, right? He had a good heart, and he was trying to get her help. Now, is your husband behaving in a way that is causing you to do this? Or do you have some past that hasn't been dealt with and that you're projecting that onto your husband?
Well, I think some of those things. I think I feel like I'm minimized. I think I feel like he doesn't hear my heart. He's done things in the past that I've kind of worked through and forgiven.
Like what?
Well, In 2008, there was infidelity, which, you know, we worked through on his part. I don't think he was really repentant immediately. It took him a while to kind of repent and kind of drag on. And I've noticed that he's not very good at repenting. There was pornography. He went to every man's battle. So that was in the past. I think I've forgiven him for all those things. But I don't feel like I trust him. I think my trust level for him is low. And maybe that's what, maybe I'm disappointed. And my expectations need to be managed a little better. So
you know what I see?
Many of the things.
Do you know what I see often, Sally, with partners who've been betrayed? Is I talk about it in this way. I said they heal broken. It's like the infidelity and the porn. It broke your arm, and you wasn't reset well. It kind of healed, but it healed crooked. And so So as much as I hear you saying that I've forgiven him. A lot of times what happens is we think we forgive him because we say the words of forgiveness and we pray the prayer. But what actually has happened is our hurt and pain has gotten buried alive. And we're trying to convince ourselves that we've forgiven. And so there might be some work that you need to do to go back and do some deeper healing around what you haven't let go of, or maybe what he hasn't fully owned. If he hasn't really owned or worked towards making atonement, right? Ownership is a part of how we heal. They own and atone, and we're able to feel validated in the hurt that we've had.
Really good. Dr. Amen, anything that you can think of here about these dragons that you've written about and your brain is always listening?
So many things. So one of the primary dragons is the angry dragon, and you're describing it. So how people can know about their dragons before they get the book is I have a test online called knowyourdragons.com, and people generally have more than one dragon. My wife, Tana, has 10 of them.
All 10 in a beautiful package like hers.
Not that there's anything wrong with that either. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, all of it is right. If you think someone's normal, what it means is you actually don't know them. And so, you know, the first thing I think about with the angry dragon is, have you ever had a head injury? Have you ever been in a car accident or had a fall? Because if you hurt one of your temporal lobes, they're underneath your temples or behind your eyes, mood instability, irritability, temper problems, and you hate yourself. You don't want to be that way. Now, there's always sort of a biological issue, a psychological issue, a social issue, like the infidelity or the porn, and a spiritual issue. But I always talk to my patients, there's ways to say things, and there are ways to say things. If you're saying things in a way that is always biting him and breathing fire on him, he's just a lot less likely to listen to it. And so I love the fact that you, one, see it as a problem, two, know what triggers it. So what are the situations, the times, the places, what's going on, and then come up with a new routine. And so when you find yourself getting angry, in fact, a lot of my patients wear rubber bands around their wrists, it's like just snap it to like go, okay, I'm not going to go to that place. There's a wonderful exercise in the book on interrupting unnecessary, unhappy moments. And that can just help you so much. So there's a whole section.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and you know, the men are not always the bad guys here. I just want to be sure everybody knows that we believe that. And one of the good guys is Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, what do you have for us today?
Steve,
for being here.
Yeah, thanks. I want to talk to the ladies out there. I know there are many of you who need to be at this workshop on Saturday, Restore.
Yeah.
There's many of you who don't know what to do, who are embarrassed, who are angry, who are quiet, that they're isolating. And I want to tell you why you need to come by reading what one lady wrote after she attended. Being in a workshop of women all hurting from somewhat the same experience as me is like finding lost friends battling the same giant. It brings mixed emotions of empowering that I am not alone and great sadness of the sin running rampant in our men today. Hearing Shelley's story and being set free with the truths of the Word of God gives me hope and encouragement to continue the steps God has before me. And no matter the outcome of my marriage, the outcome for me and God will be better than when the workshop started. I now have tools to fight the battle, that I can fight the negative thoughts and feelings and know God and I will be the victors.
Hmm.
So women, you need I pick up the phone and dial 800-NEW-LIFE and just take that step. It's hard sometimes to take that first step. But after that first step, the momentum will flow. You'll feel a little more empowered and willing and able to be at a one-day workshop online. It will make a difference in your life.
So we just talked to Sally. This would be a great step for you, Sally, to take. And can we send her my book, Intimate Deception?
You bet.
Healing
we
the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal.
And let me just mention this. That workshop, Restore, that was really started by you, Sherry, and it wouldn't happen if it wasn't for you. And so many women have gotten out of this angry dragon place because they went. And I just can't encourage you enough to look into it, because we want you to be free. We don't want you to be saddled with this kind of anger, resentment, and bitterness. Anything else you want to add there, Larry?
Just want to add that we need financial support. We're always looking for folks to make a donation, make a gift, join Club New Life. It's very important. This ministry doesn't run or work without financial support from donations. And I want to thank everybody who has been and does give, but please continue. So thank you very
Absolutely.
Much.
Thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you could help us, or if you need help, the same number, but 1-800-NEW-LIFE, please consider supporting this ministry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is where you call if you can. We need your help, and we just use it to help other people. That's what it's all about, trying to reach more people than we're reaching today with hope and help and healing, being able to have programs like this where Dr. Amen is on. You can get a copy of his book at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's entitled, Your Brain is Always Listening. Let's go back to the phones. If you're not, if we can't get to you this hour, we're going to do another one. Maybe we can get to you then. Let's go to Beth from Boise, Idaho. KBXL is the station. Hello, Beth. How are you today?
I am pretty good.
Pretty good.
I have a question for Dr. Amen. My husband has a quick brain. He speed reads. He can't wait for people to get done with their conversations. He's very short. We've tried not having coffee, cutting out watching TV. He does not sleep. He's on now gamapentin, which he has taken two capsules, 300 milligrams, to help with all of this. Is there other things that we can do to help him with this brain that he's got?
Dr. Amen, what do you think?
So, Beth, has he always had this brain? How long have you been together? How old is he? Give me a little more.
He is 70. He's 75. We have only been married for 2 years. And I would assume, and because he has told me, I've never been able to sleep very much at all. I would say that he's probably been this way for, I don't know if all of his life, but most of it.
Yeah, so I wonder if he doesn't have adult ADD, attention deficit disorder. We think of it as a childhood disorder, but half the kids who have it never outgrow it.
And you can be older. My oldest ADD patient is 94. And I'm like, why are you here? And she said, I can't finish the paper. I just never can get through it. And after a month, she was reading books. She said she read a whole book for the first time in her life. So short attention span, distractibility, restlessness, impulse control issues, often disorganization. If those things tend to haunt you, somebody should look at your brain. Gabapentin's really good for anxiety, irritability, pain, and seizures. It's actually an anti-seizure medication. Sometimes it helps sleep. It's not a really great sleeping medication, and I'm generally not a fan of sleeping medications. In our clinics, Shane Criado is our sleep expert, and he's just amazing. So I think maybe somebody looking at his brain could be really helpful. And someone who sort of takes the whole view of his life to see whether or not he has ADD, because left untreated, it just ruins relationships and happiness. And even at 75, it's still something that can be treated.
What I love that you do at Amen Clinics, I'll be really quick, is they do a whole assessment, because I'm already thinking, does he have sleep apnea? Which, if he is not sleeping, his brain's not getting enough oxygen. That might be creating anxiety disorder. There's so many things. So I would suggest you get to one of the clinics and have them do an overhaul on your husband's brain to help it.
And just a quick question, when you were seeing him before you were married, was he able to present a different side of himself, or was this just the way he was then too?
He presented being very calm, very collected, very in control. He's much of a perfectionist, and he does read. He reads a lot, and what I had always thought, he is high IQ'd, because he can do multiple things and does them well, does them in completion, but his brain is like going 90 to nothing.
So it could be OCD, right? But those are the things that could be figured out at Amen Clinics by looking.
So you just say to him, okay, well, it's been a couple of years. I called a program, got in touch with a psychiatrist. He has clinics all over the country. Let's go see what they could tell us so that we can make the best out of something that's really growing more troubling every day. Dr. Amen, thank you for being here. Dr. Sherry Keffer, thank you. Sherry's book is Intimate Deception. Dr. Daniel Amen, he's the author. Brand new book. You can get it March 2nd right here at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Your brain is always listening. But if your soul is hurting and there's anger and bitterness about a man without sexual integrity, you could change that. You could find hope and help and healing this weekend at Restore. It's one day. Call us right now. We'll tell you all about it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help in any way, we've got counselors all over the country. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you can help us, it's the same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Dr. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Sherry. Thanks to all of you who listen, watch, and pray. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.